Give Us This Day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Wednesday of the seventh Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 22 through 35.
And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that comest in the name of the Lord. Here endeth the second lesson.
There will be many other occasions to hear Jesus talk about how we must enter into the narrow gate and about the sin of hypocrisy, two themes that Jesus addresses today. What draws me like a magnet today, instead, is how Jesus responds to our choosing to take the broad way, the way of hypocrisy and rebellion against him. On Judgment Day, there will indeed be weeping and gnashing of teeth, just as Jesus says. And yet what appears to me today like a blinding sun is the compassion that is always Jesus' property. Jesus cries out, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. We might imagine that Jesus will then continue in his previous vein and add something like, But woe to you, for it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on Judgment Day than for you. Instead, he says that he wants nothing more than to gather evil, unfaithful people in his arms. This Jesus who bore the cross and is now resurrected from the dead, and who will judge both the quick and the dead, this same Jesus wants to gather us in his arms and protect and save us. He is like a mother hen trying to gather her children under her wings. But just as my glee in Jesus' image and his love is hatched, it is snatched away from me by the haunting words, But you were not willing. You were not willing. Jesus offered to Jesus the only means of salvation, and Jerusalem, who killed the prophets, also crucified the Lord and the Christ. Here is some more startling news. We are Jerusalem. Jesus still desires to gather his children under his wings, but much too often we are not willing. I understand how Jesus feels. As a father, how often have I desired to step in and protect and save my little children? When I see one lying to me or another, or hurting by words or hands, how often have I wanted to reach out my arms, gather my children, and bless them with love, joy, and peace? And too often, they are unwilling, but praise God that often they are willing. We are those baby chicks. We are the ones he desires to gather and protect. We are the ones who have wandered off far from the salvation of our Lord. We don't wander off all at once, mind you. No, we make our mad little forays into evil just to see what will happen. Finding no resistance, We are emboldened, and we take our experiment a little further until what? Until we are seriously injured? Until we have wandered completely out of sight of our Lord? Some of us are more timid and wander as daydreamers. Not paying attention to our Lord each day, we wander simply because we are not looking at Him. In either case, we wander out of view, not that He can't see us, but that we can't see Him. And Jesus warns us as His children in verse 35, "Assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" We wander, no longer seeing it, he says, "and you will continue not seeing me until you come back to me and honor me." We have all wandered, and we will all continue to wander. What separates a faithful disciple from an unfaithful one is that the faithful one keeps coming back, quickly, frequently, and fervently. And when we do, Jesus is already there, ready to gather us again under His almighty and merciful wings.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.